Michael Steele, former Republican National Committee chairman, when asked why no one wanted to work in the White House, said he didn't expect Trump to finish his first term in office and that his clients should look forward to Vice President Pence's ascension to the throne. Why? Because, he said, no one wants to work for crazy. This is harsh news for the Prez. More faux news, maybe, or just another Republican calling the kettle black. Hard to tell. But the buzzards are circling, Donald, and not just the FBI. Who knows? Maybe they'll drag you out in a straitjacket, not handcuffs. You can plead insanity. If I were on that jury, and please God, put me on that jury, I'd find it a plausible defense. I might be inclined toward leniency, something like 20 years of public service. Real public service, Mr. President, not self-service. But I wouldn't bet on my fellow jurors feeling so compassionate. Treason, after all, even if it's only for profit, not politics, is a vile crime, and when you're hauled in for those Russian payoffs, you and your son-in-law and a few accomplices, don't count on me to step in front of the lynch mob arguing that they should pity you because you're batshit crazy. No, high crimes and treason did not engender compassion or forgiveness. You fooled a lot of us a lot of the time, but those times are over soon. I don't really know how federal prison works things, but maybe they'll let you tweet once a day. You can profess ignorance. You can cry foul. You can howl that justice was not served. You can hire the best attorneys money can buy. You can hope to get your case taken to the Supreme Court where you got a justice or two on the bench. But it won't help. Crazy, isn't it?